So pretty much this is a fellowship. There are 15 members of Congress who are Mormon. And, you know, members of Congress have incredibly busy schedules. For example, yesterday this group met, and kind of the head of the group is Buck McKeon. He's a California representative who's also chairman of the Armed Services Committee, which means he travels across the globe a lot, and he can't always make it to church. So the idea is that everyone of these guys travels a lot. So maybe, you know, on occasion when Congress is in, they can get together and just kind of, you know, chat, maybe share some spiritual thoughts. They stress this isn't really about, you know, the church. This is really about, you know, their personal spirituality. And you know, they all do have something in common, and then they share the burden of, you know, being a member of Congress where you're in Washington and there's always, you know, there's cocktail parties or there's pressure to do this or pressure to do that. And they all want to try to make sure that they stay good men, essentially, as one of them told me yesterday. There's quite a few of them. We have, of course, Buck McKeon of California, Utah's four House members, our two senators. We also have Raul Labrador of Idaho, Matt Salmon of Arizona. Then, you know, Senators Reed, Lee, Crapo, Dean Heller from Nevada. So there's quite a few of them that could do this. We'll see if this works. At least they're going to try it for the rest of the year.
It's a bipartisan makeup, obviously, with Senator Reed. Is Senator Reed the only Democrat?
So far, the only ones that have attended have been Republicans, and the only ones that have attended so far have also been House members. But they said they have no problem inviting Senator Reed over. Eni, I always get his name wrong. I apologize. He's the delegate from the American Samoa, is a Democrat, right. And Mormon. And Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico is also a Democrat.
Got it. Well, that's interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on what the Mormon caucus does.
Yes, we shall see. If they all determine where they meet again, I don't know if they will now.
Also, you know, in the news, several of Senator Mike Lee's Senate buddies may be running for president. Has he chosen who he's going to back yet?
You know, smartly, Senator Lee kind of punted on that question. He was asked this week by USA Today's bureau chief Susan Page, and he was very wise to say that he's wishing them all luck, and that it'd be a bummer to, you know, lose one of his colleagues if they become the nominee, but that he's excited, you know, that all of them are, you know, looking for what they can do, you know, for their country. Just to answer the question before you ask it, no, there are no plans that Senator Lee is going to run for president himself at the moment.
Okay. Well, you got rid of that question for me. How about, you know, there's been plenty of talk lately about who will be the 2016 Republican nominee for president, including a somewhat has-been. Who's that has-been?
You might have heard his name, Mitt Romney.
We talked
a little bit about this last week, about a New Hampshire poll that showed him. But, you know, it's very clear that no one seems to be a front runner right now. And of those who are mentioned, there are some serious problems that people have raised so far. For example, I'll just say Chris Christie. So when it comes down to it, right now, there are people who are still continually talking that maybe Mitt Romney could come back. It would be historic to see that happen. You don't usually want to have the loser from the last time try for it again, especially someone after all everything that's been done. But, you know, I guess we'll see if somebody else comes forward.
Do you think that Romney would take that gig if it was offered to him again?
You know, he's pretty much said no way. I guess that kind of the famous line, if I'm not running, if nominated, I will not serve. If elected, you know, I won't be there, kind of thing. He's said he's had his time. It's someone else's, you know, time to be in the spotlight. It's also hard to kind of see the GOP want to retread the whole 2012 race all over again. Beyond that, you know, he's definitely focused on his family now. The family just okayed that Mitt documentary that's now out on Netflix, and did seem to do well at Sundance. So, you know, allowing that to go out, I mean, kind of shows that he's not planning to run again. I will note for your listeners that if you look closely at the Mitt documentary, you can see me in one scene. I get a whole, I think, second of fame in that documentary.
That's great. Where are you, Thomas? We got to find you.
I'm in Dubuque, Iowa, during the 2008 campaign, I believe, in the press pool. You can kind of see me in the background.
All right. A moment of fame. A flash in the pan.
That's it. Exactly. And then it's done.
So, Thomas, the Olympics are underway in Sochi. They've just kicked off. What's Mitt Romney thinking about how they're doing? doing so far?
You know, we all know Mitt Romney knows the Olympics well, having dealt with throwing the Salt Lake Games, which happened, by the way, only 6 months after 9/11. And of course, he came in, and a lot of people, you know, give him credit for kind of rescuing the games from the scandal-tarred nature they were sitting in when he got here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he is quite an expert when it comes to this stuff. And he noted to the Associated Press, there's no such thing as 100% security anywhere. That he believes that you know, that Sochi will have, you know, quote, very adequate security. But when it comes down to it, it's really the intelligence work that's going to stop any problems, any potential terrorist attacks, things like that. It's not necessarily a security guard standing outside a venue. It's the people who are making sure that they have the, you know, ear to the ground if anything's in the works. I guess we'll see what happens there. We already saw today the unfortunate guy who wanted to hijack the plane and land in Sochi. We've had concerns about how prepared they are. Mitt Romney will not be there, for the record. So who knows?
All right. Well, I remember that here we had some pretty serious security provisions, and I think that there were cars driving around with surface-to-air missiles or something like that here in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, we also learned, I mean, a while back that, you know, they pretty much were, you know, listening, tapping, not tapping phones, I guess, but using the metadata from the phones to track people during the Olympics to say, you know, was any potential leaders. I remember Senator Bob Bennett, formerly of Utah, told me one time that during the Salt Lake Games, one intelligence official told him that if there's a terrorist that turns his car towards Salt Lake City, they would know about it before he drove a foot. So, you know, they obviously were very prepared then. Let's just hope that in Sochi we can say the same thing.
Let's do indeed. Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune, thanks once again for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks, Roger.